is Molly Patrick from Clean Food Dirty Girl, and you're listening to the first ever episode number one of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. What? Am I really doing this? It appears, my friends, that I am doing this, because here I am talking into these headphones on a Monday evening. All right, so a podcast. Oh man, we've been asked so many times if we were going to do a podcast, and people have requested it so often. And do you want to know? Okay, so there's two very funny reasons why I've held off on doing it. But before I do that, I guess I should tell you what we're all about in case you don't know us. So Clean Food Dirty Girl, my wife and I started this business in 2014, and our whole mission is to help people eat more plants while celebrating human imperfection. And we do this in several ways. You can go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and you will find a whole plethora of resources to help you eat more plants and to celebrate human imperfection. So we have weekly plant-fueled meal plans. And it's really, when you're eating more plants, like, you know, it's important to have the food taste good, because if it doesn't taste good, you're not going to want to eat it. So our meal plans are the most delicious whole food plant-based recipes ever out there in the history of everything. So if you're looking to eat more plants in a delicious way, which you are, because otherwise, like I said, you're not going to eat the food. You can sign up for our meal plans, sign up for a free trial on our website. Super delicious. We have a blog that's full of free whole food plant-based recipes and amazing resources there. I also send out a weekly Saturday love letter. I've been doing that every Saturday since 2014. I took a little pause one time for a few weeks when I visited my sister in Amsterdam, but other than that, every Saturday, new email. And we have an amazing private Facebook group with over 63,000 people. So amazing. They call themselves Dirties. I love it. So good. So shout out to our private Facebook group. And the only rule that we have in that group is that you cannot be an asshole. Just don't do it. Be a nice human. Don't be mean. Don't talk shit. Don't judge. Don't do the food police thing. Don't do the holier than thou thing. Just, like, you know, just be decent. Be nice. Have love and compassion. That's all we ask. Is it so hard, people? It is, as it turns out, especially on Facebook sometimes, because some groups can be, ooh, catty. Okay, so I also do, oh, right. So I do office hours every week for people who are subscribers to our meal plans. And I was recently certified as a life coach. So now I am bringing that to the table, and that's been amazing. So much, it was unexpected, and it's, yeah, so much fun to be able to bring that into everything that I do. It's awesome. So that's sort of how we help people eat more plants. And that is our jam. So it heads up right away that there is some cussing. So the dirty girl part, yeah, that's, I get asked that a lot. So clean food part, it's all about the plants, mainly plant-ish, not plants all the time, not perfect plant eaters, but plant-based-ish. And then dirty girl, it's because I talk like a sailor. I can talk really dirty and not like porn dirty, but like the perfectly placed F-bomb is a beautiful thing. One of the most beautiful things. So fair warning, if you are listening to this podcast and you don't have headphones on and you have little ones, you may want to either listen later or put on some headphones, and then you won't scare your children. All right. So why didn't I do a podcast before? Okay. Truth be told, this is so embarrassing. Truth be told, I don't love the sound of my voice. Okay. And I was thinking, I just didn't like the sound of my voice. I don't know. I just don't like hearing it. So that was the first reason. And then I decided that that reason really sucks because who the hell cares? It's not even that bad of a voice. The next reason, I thought there's so many podcasts out there. Do we humans really need a podcast for me? I wasn't convinced. I didn't think it was necessary, and it's probably not. However, I'm going to give it a go anyway. The next reason is, so people are used to reading my words, and that's how they're used to getting my stuff, right? And except for like in our office hours, then they see me on video and it's a live type of thing, and it's really fun. And sometimes I'll do some Facebook lives, but the majority of what I put out is through writing. And so I had this idea that once people heard me, they weren't gonna like me anymore. Like, I wouldn't be like, I don't know, I wouldn't get chosen for the kickball game or something. I don't know, you guys, I don't know. But I had this idea that, you know, people can read my writing and that's fine and they'll like me okay. But once they hear me, they're going to go running for the hills. So these were actual thoughts in my actual human brain. And, you know, the truth is, maybe there are going to be some people that are going to be like, dude, I really like her like writing, but I don't like her anymore. Once I heard her fucking podcast, it's like, it's over. Unsubscribe from everything. Cancel Clean Food Dirty Girl. Might happen. And if it does, not much I can do about it. So I just gotta let it be. So, you know, yeah, apart from not liking the sound of my voice, thinking there's already a lot of podcasts out there, and thinking that people won't like me, yeah, those were my main reasons for not doing it. And so I sort of got over it, and I thought, this is another way for me to connect with you guys. And so I asked Brittany, she's on Team Dirty, if she would help me kind of put this together. And then I reached out to my good friend Anna and asked her if I could use the beautiful song that you heard in the intro for the podcast. She said, yeah. And so all of a sudden it became like this collaborative kind of effort, and I got excited about it. And I decided, why the fuck not? Yeah, let's do this. Like, you know, we've been doing this since 2014, and we are always evolving and iterating and tweaking and changing things. And if you are in our community, and if you subscribe to our meal plans, you know that, because we're constantly making things better and changing things and updating things. And fuck, I just realized that my Slack notifications aren't off. And I'm keeping that shit in because you know why? Imperfection. Hell yeah, man. We are all these imperfect humans walking around with our notifications going off when they shouldn't be. What? We also fart and we also smell bad sometimes. And that's just how it is. That's okay. All right, what the hell was I saying? Yeah, so I actually don't remember, and that's going to stay in too, because imperfection. All right, so I guess what I'm trying to say is that I'm excited to do this. I'm happy to connect with you in this way, and I'm excited to see where this goes. The podcast episodes are going to be sort of a mix and match of different things. And sometimes you'll hear me chatting with other very cool humans about their experience eating more plants, and oftentimes their experience following our meal plans and how their life has changed by eating plants. So those are always good. So you'll hear some of those. And then you'll hear me, you know, going over, not going over, like this is a class. Today class, I will be going over. But just talking about life, this beautiful, painful, wonderful, horrible, magnificent, rich, depressing, scrumptious life that we are all fortunate to be living right now. I think that it's, God, it's just so fucking awesome to get to experience this. And I'm in awe every day of just simply being alive, being in my body, eating food that came from the earth, and okay, sometimes food that came from a bakery. Who am I fooling? Yeah, it's beautiful. So I talk about that, and I get juicy and I get real, and sometimes it might get, you know, get ugly. I don't know what the hell, because life is always throwing us this stuff, right? And at the end of the day, we all want the same stuff, and we all want to be loved and heard, and we all want to experience some happiness. And I think it's safe to say that most of us want to feel good when we wake up in the morning, and to have an open heart, and to be kind to ourselves and others and the planet, and laugh at ourselves. We mustn't forget to laugh at ourselves. It makes all the difference in the world. So thank you for listening and for going on this podcast journey with me, and to see where this goes. I'm really excited to be in your ear hole talking. It's awesome. I'm excited. All right. Have an awesome week, and you'll hear my voice in your ear hole again next week. Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. Please go to cleanfooddirtygirl.com to learn more about our weekly whole food plant-based meal plans. The beautiful song that you're hearing right now was written and recorded by my good friend Anna Eggy. Check out her music on Spotify or wherever you listen to music. Today's episode was sponsored by us, because that's what we do. You'll never see an ad on our website or our blog, and you won't hear any ads on our podcast. Thanks again for listening. Have a beautiful day. Come alive in my body. Dreamer, come alive. Come alive in my body.